here to tell you it's supposed to become. Go back to that become word. I think you need to touch it with your fingers before we close here. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. You need your own pond, buddy. You need your own pond. Stop fishing in my pond. Get your own pond. No trespassing sign. John 4:14. But whoever, that must include all of us, drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up unto everlasting life. It'll become that. It'll become that. It'll become that. It'll become that. Oh, it may be a trickle to begin with, but I'm telling you, it's going to become a gusher. I'm telling you, you may only be able to take a little one of those little kayaks or one person canoe in this little trickle, but there's coming a day where they want to take those giant barges up that thing. I mean, there's coming a day when super tankers are going to pour up that stream and say, there's enough water here for one of those 1,200-foot long things that you've got to stop and turn in 23 miles. Well, you'll be able to head a tanker up here, buddy. I've got enough water here. Head that tanker in. This thing has got enough water gushing here. Hallelujah. You are here. You are here today to have enough water for yourself and for others. Yeah. See? Yeah. That's what the royal priesthood is all about. I just got enough for myself, you stingy, backward person, and I love you, nobody here, of course. The devil's a liar, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You're supposed to become a wellspring. And if you don't, you're supposed to be honest enough to not say, yeah, well, I'm sort of, yeah, no, yeah, this man isn't my husband. God's not supposed to put a crowbar down your throat and heave it all over the place to get you to fess up. Right. He says, if you'll just be honest about this thing, and if you just stop saying one of these days he's going to be all in control of all of my life, I pray every day, I pray this, become all in me. I said, Jesus, to know you is to know everything there is to know. I don't need to know another thing. You are the source of all life. I got the juice. When I pray thy kingdom come, I'm talking about what goes on in heaven going on in me. That's the wellspring. That's the wellspring. And you know, I don't want you to be embarrassed. I tell you what I hear in my spirit. Now, Spirit of God says, some folks are embarrassed about this and they just don't want to say they got the problem. My friend, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you need the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing embarrassing about it. Smartest decision I ever made in my entire life. God is merciful to me. I didn't know you had to have it. He gave it to me. But now we know you have to have it too. He's going to give it to you. Best way to, you can get it many ways. Best way to get it, laying on of hands. Now, for those of you who have this wellspring, this gift of the Holy Ghost, now it's up to you to just get the rocks out. Stop being so hard on yourself. You've got it. It's in you. You're ready to blow the whistle.
Yes, right.
Up goes the thing. Put on your hard hat, guys. He's going for it. You know? Put on your hard hat. She's going for it. It's going to blow any second. Glory to God. Get your umbrellas out. Oil's going to be everywhere. Don't light a match now. Blow the whole neighborhood up. She's going for the gold. The wellspring is clear. The water is gushing. It is flowing. It is life. Become all God wants you to become as a royal priest. Become, become, become. That means it's an ongoing process plus one more thing. It means I can improve. I can change. I can become bigger. I can become better. And the Holy Spirit inside me is the one to do this. I don't have to ask him to. He wants to. That's his job. Ask a well digger. You don't beg a well digger. He wants to. He put his stick in the trunk when he shows up at your restaurant. Yeah. He wants to. And he will.
Amen. Amen.
He just wants people
right.
who'll stop saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Right. And get real and say, my God. I read this list of what a believer priest is. And I don't like that list one bit because I don't comply to most of it. I'm going to do this. I want to match up.
Amen.
I want to match up. I want the heavens to open up and God to bless me so that I can shine and people can say, that's what you're supposed to look like when you are my believer priest. The royal priesthood looks like her. The royal priesthood looks like him. Isn't that your prayer? I know it's your prayer.
Yes.
The royal priesthood looks like you. That's bragging time for God.
Amen.
That's rejoicing time for you.